This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. Teachers rallied at the Capitol today. That chant, "Fund our schools," it's part of a teacher walkout across multiple school districts demanding the state not cut education funding. CPR education reporter Jenny Brindine is there.
Here we are in the west steps of the Capitol, and the crowd has swelled to easily 2,000. The energy is pretty electric. Teachers are animated and energized. They're here to protect school funding that they see as under threat based on some of the proposals that the lawmakers are considering right now.
That was CPR's Jenny Brindine, that rally causing school closures across the Denver metro. The Aurora Police Department says it responded appropriately to a call from the Geo Ice facility that reported two escaped detainees earlier this week. Police Chief Todd Chamberlain said a power outage around 9:30 Tuesday night allowed the pair to exit through an unlocked door at the center soccer facility, but that officers were not called until 2:30 in the morning. Ice claimed officers were unwilling to help with the escape, but APD says it acted accordingly. The two escapees have not yet been found. And March Madness is upon us. Came together last night to celebrate their teams in the big dance. Denver's section of the tournament kicked off this morning at Ball Arena with the Montana Grizzly taking on the Wisconsin Badgers. Games run through Sunday. If you're headed on public transit, just type in March Madness to the RTD app. A red flag warning in place tonight until 9 o'clock for the southeastern corner of the state from Colorado Springs to the Kansas and Oklahoma borders. This is CPR News and KRCC.